May I make it nothing? Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let me try it again. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Glory. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Lord, Heavenly Father, as we're approaching the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves and need our mighty hand here tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord, just thanking you and a praising you because of your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just thanking you and a praising you because of who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, I decrease, let the Spirit of the Lord in me increase. Use me, Father God, for thy glory in the name of Jesus. Look deep down our hearts, deep down within our soul. If there's any sin that's so easily be touched, we just shake it all. I should put in the seal of forgiveness, cast it as far as the east is from the west. In the name of Jesus, let the anointing of the Spirit of God rest upon the Word of God. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hinder the Word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, man, I'd like you to open up to the book of 1 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, verse 58. 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, verse 58. And the Word of God reads, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Also in 1 Corinthians 16 chapter, verse 13, it says, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, and be brave like men. Be strong. This is next for me, brothers and sisters in Christ. I want to talk about standing firm in your faith. Standing firm in your faith. Beloved, to stand firm means to be steady and sure. You are to stand firm in the faith in 2024. Regardless of the difficult times that you may face, always look onto the hills from which cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord. As a born-again believer in Christ, we are grateful and thankful for everything that God has done and will do. Standing firm, hallelujah, it also means that you are not to waver or stumble or be easily moved. Our feet should be planted on a firm foundation, a foundation that can hold us up. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we have that foundation in the Word of God, in the gospel of Jesus Christ, in the help of the Holy Spirit each and every day of our lives. So, beloved, it is in the scriptures that our lives find a sure foundation. We are commanded to stand firm in our faith. Now, the word says, when it comes to faith, in Hebrew 11 and 1, and now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrew 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he said he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yes, in 2024, we are living in difficult times. We are living in times that seems that the devil is busy, as if he has the upper hand. But I stop by tonight to reassure you and encourage you that God has everything in control. God is not surprised by what's going on. We are, as followers of Christ, are surprised to find out that in times like this, that what we thought that we were strong in the Lord and the power of his might, we realize that the Bible said, Jesus said, without me, you can't do nothing. So we need the Holy Spirit, the comforter, the one that is the paraclete, the one that can come and stand beside us. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, great is he that is within you than he that is in the world. But you must believe that for yourself. As a born-again believer of Christ, the Spirit of the Lord comes to live in you. When we look at the Word of God in 2 Corinthians, Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 15, the Word says, therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the tradition which you have been taught, whether by word or by our epistle. Yes, beloved, God calls us to stand firm, strong in the Lord. We must trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Bible says in the book of Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Yes, beloved, in the face of adversity and doubt, it is important for you as a believer in Christ to stand firm in your faith. Because see, faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Trusting God's plan and his promises, even when it's maybe difficult or unclear. Yes, beloved, things will happen in life, even now in 2024, that will challenge your faith. The question may be asked, or the question is not if, but when. Yes, you will. Your faith will be tried and tested. Hallelujah. But child of God, stand firm and be still in the midst of chaos and see God come through in your behalf. Yes, the God of the universe, the God that sits high and looks low, he can handle your crisis. He can handle what's going on in your life, regardless of what the enemy may try to say or do, that the one that is greater lives within you. The Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 11 says, wherefore comfort, encourage each other, and build up one another, even as also you are doing. Yes, we are all human. And as human beings, it makes sense, excuse me, that our hearts sometimes will hurt for people who are impacted by tragedy here and abroad. Because tragedy can leave us feeling hopeless, helpless. The question may be asked, what can I do in response to the violence and destruction around me? Well, one important thing to do is to pray. When you don't know what to do, excuse me, what to do in a situation, it always is best to pray. Yes, beloved, one of the greatest weapons that a child of God has is prayer. Bible says here in the book of Luke 18, verse 1, the because of the verse, it says that men ought always to pray and not to lose heart, to pray without ceasing. Always be mindful hallelujah, of prayer. Pray in the morning, noontime, at night. So, hallelujah, be mindful each and every day of your life as a child of God. Prayer is the key to have you, to fix you, to prepare you for things that you will face. Pray without ceasing. Sometimes you do not have any words to say, that because you may be broken, because you may be beat down. But I stand by to encourage you and remind you about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has been left here as a comforter to help you, because he is an intercessor for us. And he cries out to God on our behalf. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Another thing that you can do in order to stand firm in 2024, stand firm and strong in your faith, is to immerse yourself in God's word, to study, to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, according to 2 Timothy 2:15. Also the word said in Proverbs 30:5, every word of God is pure and tried. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Also, child of God, you must guard your heart at all costs, because out of your heart comes the issues of life. The heart can sometimes be deceitful. The heart, hallelujah, we must guard our heart. We must examine ourselves to make sure that we are in the faith. Hallelujah. As a believer in Christ, when you stand firm in your faith, again, you will be challenged. Hallelujah. In this world that we live in, oh, hallelujah, in your culture that you are living in, sometimes the challenges comes in the form of temptation. The enemy, the devil, the accuser of the brethren, he knows exactly when to target you, when you are at your weakest. And he knows precisely what tempts you the most. That's why, as born-again believers of Christ, we can't play with sin. Hallelujah. The word says, every sin that so easily beset us, we have to shake it off. We have to come before God and be honest about it. Ask him to bring forth, hallelujah, help us, to deliver us from that sin that so easily beset us, to help us to go forward. You can't do nothing about the past. So leave the past in the past. But you must press forward in the Lord and the things of God. I'm asking God to strengthen you each and every day of your life. Yes, the Bible says again in 2 Thessalonians 2:15, therefore, brethren, stand fast, stand strong, and hold the tradition which you have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. That's why you have to, each and every day of your life, that God allows you to still be here in the land of the living, have a time of devotion where you can go, hallelujah, into prayer, in your prayer closet, have a little talk with Jesus, hallelujah, where you can have a place of devotion, hallelujah, to talk to God. God don't want you to be in isolation. He wants you to be in fellowship with him. Yes, he desires that each and every day of our lives, as his child, to communicate with him. And prayer is the vehicle that is used. Hallelujah. And yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Prayer is needed at this hour like never before. Where it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, that if my people, which is called by my name, which is humble themselves, seek my face, pray, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal the land. Yes, again tonight, we are talking about standing firm, strong in your faith, your faith, hallelujah, in 2024. Yes, beloved, when your faith is challenged, remember to stand firm, hallelujah, and to stand on the rock of Jesus Christ. You see, his word is a firm place to stand because he do not change like shifting shadows. Word here encourages us in Hebrews 13:8. It says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, and today, and forevermore. Yes, my brothers and sisters, prayer is essential. Prayer is a must in these times that we are living in. The second thing you must do as a believer in Christ in order to stand firm in your faith is to resist the devil and his lies. Bible says the devil goes as a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. We know according to John 10:10 that the thief come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when you are struggling with your faith, even now in 2024, the accuser of the brethren, the devil will whisper words that are contrary to God's word. He will try to get you off track. He will try, hallelujah, to keep you on the sideline as being a spectator instead of being a participator in the things of God. Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Yes, child of God, as soon as you recognize the thoughts of fear, thoughts of doubt, discouragement, anxiety, or temptation, you as a born-again believer have to choose to guard your minds against the deception of the enemy and choose to think God's thoughts instead. Whatever you're going through, you see, if you do your part, God will do his. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God have given us, he has given us, hallelujah, our armor, your spiritual armor, to help you to stand fast, unmovable, unshakable in the things of God. Yes, the word says on a spiritual basis. The word says in Ephesians 6:13, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand, to withstand in the evil day. And after you have done everything, stand fast, unmovable, hallelujah, in the things of God, of knowing that God is, that God be for you, who or what can be against you, hallelujah. Romans 8:28 says, hallelujah, but God will make everything work together for our good, according to God's will in our behalf. He's always with us. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He is a good God. He's a God that hallelujah, desire for us to make it more than we want to make it in 2024. So, beloved, you have to be You have to have self-control and be on alert, be on guard. Hallelujah. And when you have done all your part, all that you can do according to the word of God, God is the one who will enable you to stand, because heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word shall stand forever and ever. The question is, here tonight, are you standing firm in your faith in 2024? Yes, the next thing you must do as a believer in Christ is not to waver between faith and doubt. You see, faith, hallelujah, doubt, hallelujah, will come to try to cancel out faith. Fear will try to come to try to cancel out faith. Have faith in God. Have faith in God, his word, his promises, because God, he is greater than anything that we'll face in 2024. But your faith must be tried. Your faith, hallelujah, must be tried to see where you are in the things of God. Yes, believer in Christ, only God is God. And he's God all by himself. And the God that we serve, he's good. And he knows what is best for us as his children, as followers of Christ. You see, God alone is the path to life. God alone, hallelujah, is the path to life, love, and victory. Yes, child of God, the only way for you to move forward in this life is to stand firm and strong in the Lord Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith, and to put on the whole armor of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for his goodness, his grace, and his love. Yes, believer in Christ, you are in a spiritual warfare. So there is no reason, hallelujah, to lose, because Jesus Christ, he is Lord of lords and King of kings. He defeated the devil. And there is no reason for us to back up. Hallelujah. We must be tied up, tangled up, wrapped up in Jesus, looking on to him. Hallelujah. As the one that have already won the fight. But we must stay in the fight. Fight the good fight of faith individually as well as collectively. Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 20, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can act or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Yes, take a firm stand, a strong stand for the Lord in 2024, and believe that he will bless you in all your effort, hallelujah, regardless of where you live or what you believe that God has asked you to do. He's able to help you. It is important that you give your whole heart and soul to your divine assignment that have been tailor-made for you. Yes, God, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Then you can be able to testify after going through a test. And you'll be able to have a testimony of knowing that God, hallelujah, took you through, that God was in the fight with you, and you are overcoming by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. Even if it is difficult at this time and this hour that you are living in, hallelujah, God will still see you through. But you must keep pressing through your own mess in order to get God's best. You must keep pressing forward towards your God-given goal in obedience to the Lord. See, the Bible says in 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, the because of the verse, it says, Beloved, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Yes, child of God, remember this always, and that nothing done for the Lord is ever a waste. Every effort, every deed, everything you have ever done in obedience to him will be credited to your heavenly record. Yes, believer in Christ, we should stand on what we believe in. We should stand on what we confess. Stand on God's promises. Hallelujah. Yes, beloved, there may be times when you may have people who will stand with you in the faith, but there may be other times when you have to stand alone, all by yourself, of knowing that God is with you, of knowing as a child of God, hold on to the gospel very firmly and with a passion for Christ. Yes, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 16:13, be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous like men, be strong. Yes, child of God, we have to understand that in 2024, we will be faced with challenges from the world, outside sources, from the circumstances all around us, and also from the spiritual warfare that the devil is raging against us. The only way a child of God can go forward in life is by standing firm in your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, believer in Christ, preparation plus determination will take you to your destination. I'm going to say that again for those that are listening in. Believer in Christ, hallelujah, followers of Christ, believer, hallelujah, preparation plus determination on your part will take you to your destination. So stand up for the truth. You are to defend the faith, the good fight of faith. Here, my brothers and sisters in Christ, there will be times that people will question you on your stand for Christ. We are reminded in 2 Peter 3:15, it says, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Stand up for what is right. Stand up, stand firm, and stand strong in your faith. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it is a privilege to speak forth God's word, teaching and preaching on a local level and reaching on a global level is our determination in 2024. God bless. Hallelujah. Thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your love. God is able, willing, and ready to meet our each and every need in 2024. Stand firm, strong in your faith.
I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said, don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. Live for real,
live for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real,
live it for real.
Live for real,
live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real,
live it for real.
You're always on the phone with other itchy ears, telling folks business while yours is in the clear.
My God, he sits high and he looks low. You'll see more blessings when you hang up the phone. Live for real.
Live for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
I hear you talk about what Jesus did for you. Live it for real. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Live it for real. Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Amen, Apostle. We appreciate your giving us your teaching on standing firm in your faith. We are going to cut the broadcast short today. We want to invite you to pray. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Stay warm. Know that God loves you, and so do we. So we're going to have a closing word of prayer right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time you've allowed us to spend with you today while listening to Apostle Tebow teach. We ask that something be said or have been said to touch the heart of those who are listening and that will listen in the future to apply to their lives. Help us to be doers of the word, Lord, and not just hearers of your word only. We need to demonstrate what we know about you. We need to demonstrate your love and share that with others. We need to share the word with others, which is our mission as saved individual. Our mission is to share the gospel to the uttermost parts of the world. And, Lord, we want to be found guilty doing your work, following your command. So we ask that you just continue to be strong in us. Help us to be strong in you and be able to be bold enough to share your word with strangers, with anyone at any time under your unctioning, Lord God. Help us to have ears to hear and a heart to know and discern those that you are guiding us to. Lord, let your word be strong. Let your word be strong in us. Let us live it. Let us do it. Lord God, we ask. Lord, above all, if we are guilty of offending anyone in action, thought, or deed, Lord, we ask that you just forgive us right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, and we know that as you forgive us, we need to forgive ourselves as well as others so that your love may be shown. God, we just ask that you visit the sick rooms, on beds of affliction, hospitals, wherever the person or persons might be right now. Heal, deliver, comfort, and strengthen right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you visit those two that are also locked up somewhere, either physically, mentally, emotionally, Lord God. We ask that you comfort and strengthen them. Let them know that because of you, we have liberty. Because of your word, we have liberty. And they can be free even though they're physically locked up, Lord God. Allow someone to cross their path and give them a hope that only you can provide, Lord God. We thank you that you are who you are and that we are who we are in you. Lord, we ask that you just be stronger in us, show up, and show out, Lord God. Lord God, as this weekend goes forth, we thank you and we have hope that you will allow us to see tomorrow. You will allow us to see another few minutes. You will allow us to see tonight's rest and tomorrow's rising. All these things, Lord God, we just thank you in advance for. We thank you because you are who you are and you are in control. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, we thank you, and we give you all the glory. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to your name, Lord God. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. All these prayers and blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And we just hope that you will join us next week, the Lord willing, on Tuesday and Friday evening at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time by dialing 347-826-9424. God bless you. Have a great weekend. And Lord willing, we'll be back with you on Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. God bless.